4, CPA Mobile. Where are you in? Did you win at your tennis match? I had a clinic tonight, so that really wasn't a win or lose type thing. But I got a good hour and a half workout, that's for sure.
I take it was indoors.
Roger, Roger. We were in the bubble.
Went out to look at the planets a little bit, and it's nippy out there.
There's a little breeze blowing, and makes it feel a little colder than it really is. My car thermometer says 46, but it feels more like about, in the upper 30s or something. But anyway, it was a short walk to the car, so I just humped it to the car, and because we're going to have colder nights than this in January and February.
It's supposed to get pretty nippy this evening. I think it's going to drop down into somewhere in the 30s.
Break down, turn the heater on.
Phone says it's 43 right now. And it was 45 like 20 minutes ago, so it's dropping fast. I'm down here in the shack with the space heater running. The dog was curled up in a ball next to it a minute ago. She got up and stretched and walked around a little bit. But, it's getting a little nip.
Are you, I can't remember, are you listening to HF?
On the 2 meter.
Check into the 5-band net on 80 meters, 13, on 3915, and I couldn't even hear the guy calling the net, and I heard a couple of guys that were checking in, but the conditions were really bad last night on 40 and 80. And anything above that was, I didn't hear anybody on this, like 20 and 17.
That might have been the cloud cover and rain that came in last night might have screwed that up, but I went out to watch the meteor shower, and it, before the sun went down, the sky was clear, a few wispy clouds. By the time the net was over, I went out and there were some more clouds, but still some clear patches. That was about 10 o'clock, and then it was supposed to peak around 12, and I went out about 11:30, and couldn't see a star in the sky. It was covered in clouds, so missed that one. Maybe I'll see a few this evening, though.
I'm supposed to have a game tomorrow night about 6:30 out, but the clay courts are look like lakes. I mean, the water's still standing on them from the rain this morning, last night, this morning, and if it freezes tonight, if the sun doesn't come out and it doesn't warm up a good bit, but those cords won't dry out.
And, a wintry mix by Wednesday. But, I think winter finally decided to raise its ugly head.
You about my looks again, are you?
I would never do that. I've always said you have a face for radio.
When I was in the pulpit, and I was always in charge of doing the welcome, and we would have everybody stand and greet one another, and I said, turn to your neighbor and say, the preacher looks a lot better when he's on the radio.
Roger. Anyway. So you had headed back to the barn.
Yep, the pony is headed to the barn and putting her up for the night. Yeah, I had a guy, there was a homeless guy came visit the church, same church and different pastor, and we were standing there, three of us, and the pastor, he says, "You remind me of my uncle." And he went, "Uncle somebody," and he goes, "Oh, really?" He said, "Yeah, he's been dead for 10 years. I just died laughing.
Go back out of here for a second. I got a phone call. You take care.
Nine KB4 CPA.